Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
2, 3, 4.
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
Oh, now I see a photo of Dan.
What kind?
He's holding balloons.
What?
Are you going to use this as your background, buddy?
That photo of you holding the balloons.
Is that what's going on right now? Is that what you can see?
No, I see your face now, but before it was just a picture of you holding balloons like a little sad boy.
No, I was a sad boy that day. I don't know why.
Just that day.
One day.
Yeah. No.
One day more.
Well, welcome to the first ever Danny and Mike quarantine edition.
Quarantine. How are you, boys?
Welcome, welcome. I would play the theme song, but
Corny.
Corny is your background, Michael.
It can change.
How about some California bacon for your eyes?
I do enjoy your California bacon.
That's not your bacon dealer. That's another one.
This is California bacon from my bacon dealer. California shake.
It looks like California. Yes.
It's feel in Minnesota.
Yeah.
If you want to go one deeper.
So how are you, gents? It's a month in to this lockdown. We've seen each other via text or talk to each other a little bit here and there.
Jeremy drove by on a Revel bike, which I thought was funny and also a little dangerous, I guess.
Yeah, Harlan was on back.
I know why it's dangerous. It's dangerous because you could spread lice.
I mean, that's true. You have your own helmet now?
I have my own helmet, yeah. Oh, look at his glasses.
Is that allowed?
Cute.
No, we're just trying shit on in the store.
What do you mean, is that allowed? Yeah, it's
I thought you have to, you know, it's so cheap that you have to use theirs because you're driving advertisement for them.
Right.
No. You have to bring your own lice. They do not supply the lice. And if you find lice inside the helmet, you have to pay for them.
Look, if lice is the only thing on the Revel bikes, then you were doing something right. Then we are flattening the curve, I guess.
As it were.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's day 35. Hey, yeah, that's a nice one, Mike. I love that picture. Got a little third eye there. That goes right with your favorite band, Third Eye Blind.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Michael, I'm Third Eye Blind.
Michael's waiting for the Hail Bop comet to come back again. That's what that picture reminds me of.
Yeah, that's some not Kool-Aid, but...
I would say, of the three of us, I definitely own the fewest Nikes. Definitely the fewest Dunks and zero Air Force Ones.
I don't wear those anymore.
I'm saying
I have like three or four Miami pairs Colts. Of my SB Dunks.
That was your staple for years. But, I feel
yeah,
like.
Dan. Right? It's time. You know, you. I think
from like 2003 to like 2008.
Yeah, your dirtbag years. When we we call it the hitting stick cycle. There's a whole opera been written about it.
I wish there was banging banjo beer.
Yeah.
Oh, did you just bring one back from your recent visit? That's awesome.
I brought two back, and then Kate broke one. So now there's only
it'll
one
happen.
Left.
That's why I brought six pint glasses back from Norway.
you have two left.
I think not too many left.
Whoa, that's very 90s of you, Jeremy.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, quarantine's weird, man.
Yeah, it's weird.
We're feels like normal now. It took me a month to feel normal.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel normal at all.
Was that, yeah. Doesn't feel normal now to you still? No. I mean, it took me a month. I ended up being very sad and just feeling uncomfortable with myself and what's going on. Mm. But now I feel better.
Good.
Look at my hair, man. The quarantine hair just tells a story.
Look at my pants. I've worn them for 3 weeks now. Sweatpants.
Well, I'm business up front.
Hey!
Pantsless on the bottom, so.
Wow.
That's how everybody does these Zoom meetings these days. You hear about that?
I'm not going to deny that.
You know,
I'm not going to deny I'm dressed similarly
to
my fake TV brother.
You take them off. You take those pants off. Just you like know, the shirtless episode.
This is a casual cast. Next time all three of us are together, I think we should do a pantsless podcast. Who cares?
I thought we did a shirtless one, but that was just because the shit was out of
control.
It was
because it was so hot.
Fuck, yeah.
Yes. I'm suggesting a pantsless one.
Not on the podcast couch, but I know where that butt's been in years. It farts a lot.
Queen. The amount of beans I've been eating, yeah, I probably would do a number on it.
It's hilarious to watch you walk, Mike. That was weird.
Where are you walking?
See that one again?
What are you doing?
Because it looks like you're... What was that? Oh, that was
the
wean
flash. Gotcha. It's just walking. It's just walking in a railroad apartment.
Yeah. Are you holding your computer and doing that? Well, you must have good Wi-Fi service.
I'm lucking out here.
So, what was that? Is that a cut?
No, that's me.
What's your big old man
speaking for myself?
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm really missing out using my phone and not having a cool background like everybody else. I feel like a dick.
Weak. Here's a question. Oh, here's a weird thing. I got a dog. Okay, We're fostering a dog.
But what does that mean? If you're fostering an old dog, aren't you basically having the dog until the dog dies?
Not necessarily. I feel like some...
It could get better.
We're trying. We're trying to.
The dog could get better.
Trying to help it out. He's a Bahamas dog. He was rescued from the Bahamas.
Oh, I thought that was a breed.
No.
Yeah, me too.
I had never heard of it.
He just likes very laid back breed. Smokes a lot.
I don't know about either of those.
No, but he's a great boy, and we're trying to nurse him back to life. He's had some ulcers and some bloody poops and.
Oh, bloody poops?
Yeah, so in other words, it's just like Marla having two roommates instead of one.
Nailed it. But he's a cutie, and his name's Cholito, which don't Google it. Because
what?
There's some slang in
what's his name? Word.
Cholito.
Little Cholo?
No, Cholito.
No, Cholito.
But
I think it has to do with a woman's lady parts.
I don't believe that's true, but but yeah, but that's been the excitement. We got a little senior dog that we've been trying to nurse back to life.
It's a good.
Cool. I've been trying to keep up my son's education in the midst of this this pandemic. So
yeah,
So far he goes. The disease is scary.
Mm.
That's his stance on it. So that's Gerard's stance on it. That the disease is scary,
but he can still rock out in the living room whenever he wants. So it seems pretty.
Yeah, his day to day life has not changed as far as like the books he reads and the. He just doesn't get to go to the playground. I would say is the largest thing, and doesn't get to see family, but does get to video chat with them more often.
Yeah, the screen time is real. The amount of screen time Gerard is getting and Alfie's getting is unlike any they've ever seen before.
At the same time, safety dictates that you really cannot get any other babysitters besides the parents. So
you put him in a pen and then you put FaceTime on.
Oh no, he's far too smart for that.
And you say, "Mom," and you say, "Mom, watch him. I gotta go to my bacon dealer and get some bacon real quick."
That's actually the only trip we take all together outside of the house is to go to the farmer's market.
I like watching you blow your nose, Jeremy. It's hot. Sexy.
Thanks,
Edit that out, Jeremy.
Oh, no. That's staying in.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm surprised the green screen doesn't just, like, take it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just going to...
Are you doing that, Danny?
You guys keep talking while I'm...
Excuse me. I'm gonna get some crud out of my third eye. Some eye crud in my third eye here. Jeremy, this is all comedy gold for you.
Third eye crust. Third eye.
So yeah, I wish you
would get out of that apartment, my friend.
So yeah, I've been trying to do more creative building with Gerard. Just nice. Blocks and cars and shit like that.
Yeah,
we're making construction sites and conveying some materials and moving the trucks around. And meanwhile,
so what are you teaching him how to be a developer? Because I don't know if that's counterproductive at this moment.
No, he's doing the work.
Oh, he's labor. He's the labor. You're the foreman. Developer. Foreman, developer. Who knows? I don't even know what these words mean anymore.
They don't. We're in a pandemic. They don't.
You've destroyed your dialectic. How nice is it that you got your housing situation settled before?
Dude, if we lived in that one bedroom still, I don't know what we'd be doing.
Exactly.
We'd be fucking, we would have left. I mean, I think we would have left and gone to one of our parents' house and just quarantined.
Take a minute to count our blessings right now.
Absolutely.
And more than a minute because we're very... very lucky.
Yeah.
In the work that we do, in the connections we have, in the other people we have, in the web-enabled cameras we act into.
Well, this would have been a much different situation 20 years ago, that's for sure, in terms of... You know, yeah. I think the hardest thing is not seeing family for me personally. It's like, because they're always so close and you can't, like, yeah. Do anything, but at least we have ways to communicate like this.
I can't remember the last time I had Easter without the family. It's true.
It's the first time I got to see you on Easter. Let's be real. Mike and I FaceTimed on Easter.
There's a plus and a minus there. There's a give and a take.
That's true.
I saw my real brother and my fake brother on Easter. Neither in person, but I'll take what I can get at this point.
Both named Daniel.
We got that going for us.
There you go.
Two for two. So, it's interesting.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I got a fun email yesterday saying that today at 2 o'clock we're going to do a half Nelson Zoom reunion.
That includes everybody who contributed songs to the soundtrack, Jeremy.
Just me. Yep. No, everybody. I think there's the email list was huge, so it should be kind of fun to take a look back.
Will everyone be there?
I don't know.
No one else has anything to do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I would think so. I would think.
I'm just saying, did who's committed?
Well, I mean,
did Mackie commit?
Oh, I don't know. I should
who's Mackie?
Anthony Mackie.
Your buddy.
Mackie.
Yeah. The Falcon.
Yeah, the Falconer.
Your friend, the Falcon.
Falcon. I don't know. I hope so.
Falconer is something very different.
That's a Disney thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. You just didn't read comic books that much, did you, Jeremy?
I had a comic book store. Thank you very much.
No way. I don't believe it.
Is that your wife?
Yeah.
Hi, Kate.
She can't hear you because it's in my headphones.
Right.
It's hello.
It's in your headphones.
I love your headphones,
Caitlin.
Katie.
Oh.
Not so much.
Wow. Wow. Yes, it is set in. The quarantine is set in, my friends.
Oh, man. I've gotten a lot of cleaning done, though. That's good. Or organizing.
I haven't gotten nearly enough cleaning done.
I haven't done shit.
All right, we got 10 minutes left.
Oh, no. So this is a mini.
This is a mini. This is a little quick update.
A little quick update.
But we're going
to
do...
But you had to have a chance to get some esoteric cleaning things done, like I clean the washing machine.
Oh.
The doors. That's my big thing. I'm going to clean the doors because there's fingerprints all over the wood. And I've never cleaned the doors before.
Do the windows.
The knobs or just the doors?
The whole door. They're wooden doors. So they're like, they have fingerprints from year one here when we were making Mamboos videos.
Oh, God. Put some of those in a petri dish, would you?
Nobody.
You'll get any culture out of those.
When I was clearing out my brain. I was cleaning my brain.
That's good.
Last month.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have a better understanding of like our med updates when we do those? Now going through this.
Yeah,
bullshit?
I guess it takes a pandemic for me to get depressed. Now I know my limits.
Yeah.
You want some med updates?
Sure. Yeah, no, we haven't done that in a long time, and now is a great time because, good Lord, it's heavy, heavy.
Sure, I got 3 new meds.
Oh, you reduxed them? You got new?
Got three new meds. Got a cholesterol med.
Oh,
no. Aspirin, and a beta blocker, which is supposed to slow down your heart.
Oh,
why you have high blood pressure?
Nope.
What's the beta blocker for? Just why does it want? What do you want to slow down your heart?
It's like a chemical electrical pathway that gives your heart the electrical impulses to beat. I've got some extra ones, it seems.
Oh,
so
okay.
A beta blocker sort of slows down, stops those ions, calcium and magnesium ions, from telling the heart when to beat all the time.
Oh, interesting.
I just started them this week, so I haven't really noticed anything. The other med I haven't been taking, been off that med, Jeremy, for a number of months now.
Really?
Yeah, man.
And what can you tell, like, a big difference between the two?
Almost like having a pillow or a blanket over you
at all times.
I knew that stuff was shitty before. I just didn't care as much.
Right.
That's the joke from Big Mouth, when the depression cat she just comes in and she's like, well, just lie down and let me be a blanket with you all day. Like, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Just sit around, lie around, just feel all warm.
Oh, that's what the meds felt. That's what the meds felt like.
Right. No, I know. You. I get it. I get
I got
it.
You.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that show, but there's quarantine to give you. I know. Quarantine will give you a chance to catch up on some animation viewing.
I did get
those people who aren't out there fucking working their asses off all the time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We have 7:38 left. So let's.
What's your med update, Jeremy? Do you have?
Oh, med update. Yes. I had a bad stretch a couple weeks ago, but med-wise, I haven't.
Were you attempting to stretch out your medication because you didn't get enough of it?
My taint medication. No, I was. I don't know. I mean, I've had the same everything for a while, but sometimes it just dips, or I think it was. This whole thing was in my head too, and I just felt like I had to like put the gas down creatively, and like we have time. I have a month now to do shit, and then it was like, maybe you just need to, like, you know, get it in your head, sort of like Danny did, get it through your head first, and like realize the world we're living in. And
yeah, it's it was hard. It was hard. And everyone being like, oh, yeah, like, that's great. We're in quarantine. I can do all these things. And my brain was just like, I can't do anything. I can't play guitar. I can't play bass. I can't write sketches.
You have to take care of the people that you love and you live with, Dan.
Exactly right. And I, you know, again, like, I'm not trying to throw my neighborhood under the bus, but the first couple of weeks, nobody in my neighborhood was taking it very seriously. And it was upsetting to me because we were taking it very seriously. You know, people who wanted to still go to church, you know, the Caribbean faction of Crown Heights didn't want to say no to going to church. The Orthodox side of Crown Heights said, I'm going to do whatever the heck we want because
it is now Passover. It's like a big parade for Passover if they want. So it's kind of tough to tell people not to practice their religion in the middle of this. So it's super.
I'm stuck between people who are taking religion over science, and I don't appreciate it.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a population that always exists, the religion
of course, but when you're
and even more immediately, it's not like going over there and saying, it's not like saying the earth was created in 7 days and I'm going to do this. It's saying, I don't believe that I can. It's like that lady in Sorry, Ohio. It's like that lady in Ohio who said, I'm covered in Jesus's blood.
Right. Yeah, or the pastor in Virginia who decided that it wasn't a big deal and he died from it.
Okay.
You know, it's like that story where
there's also plenty of religious leaders who have said, let's do this from home.
No, of course. You can always practice religion at home. I don't think your God gives a shit where you're doing it as long as you're doing it and you feel comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's the person who, you know, a flood happens or a flood is coming and like the neighbors knock on the guy's door and he's like, you guys should get out of here. Let's go together. And he's like, no, I'll be okay. And then the water floods and he goes to the roof. And then the fucking, you know,
he's like, wait, who will take my pair of elephants and my, and my mated ferrets?
No, but like you're on the roof and the guy's like, hey, let's save you. And he's like, no, I'm going to be fine. God's going to take care of me. And then he gets washed away and he dies and he goes to fucking heaven. And he's like, God, why the fuck did you not save me? Like, he's like, I did. I sent the neighbors. I sent the Coast Guard. It's like, all these things aren't just like big magical miracles. Like there's some actual.
So we have to manifest good in our own lives. We got to manifest good in our own lives. Look out for your elderly neighbors. I've been just trying to call people I know in the neighborhood. I'm not especially phone friendly with any of the old people. And I'm not knocking doors either at this time, but I'm just trying to call people that I know and see how they're doing.
Smart.
And if you, in your infrequent walks down the street, cause you're trying to be safe and not go out too much.
Dude, my 93-year-old great uncle still lives in Jersey in Bergen County, where it's like the most cases, and like he's still going to the store and like brings Lysol. It doesn't have any wipes, like disinfectant wipes. But has,
shame
like,
on you when you come through to the old dirty bastard Bergen Zoo.
He like takes a cloth and sprays.
Yeah, he fucks up Lysol and gets sprayed with Lysol. I get it.
He just does it all over the place. I'm just saying that like people still have to live their lives. You know what I mean? Like he lives by himself, so that's good. He doesn't have anybody that's going to give him anything unless he gets it from wherever.
This is why Medicare should have been covering home health aides from the beginning. Medicare should be covering mental health. And we need, you know, hopefully we'll see from this that we can get better coverage together.
That's right.
I love you guys. I hope you're safe.
I love you guys too, and everybody out there, stay safe. And as you can hear, do you hear the music?
Luckily, no.
Bumpy, babu, do, dee, da,
bye, everybody.
Dee, da, bu, dee, da, doo, da.
We'll be back soon.
Yes, with a better format.
Bye.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you.
Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.